20 past 8, Monday morning on K-Rock 955. Wet and gross out there, top of 13 for us today. We've got a couple of special guests joining us on the show at the moment. Shiny Pants from the pointy end of the building, our GM, Andy. We've got him in because he is a Keith Urban super fan. And we've got Keith on the line as well. Now, Keith, you're coming to us live from Nashville. You got new music out. Loggy and I have been talking a lot about the new song Polaroid because we love the film clip.
Bit of a pool party vibe. And you're playing guitar at the pool party. Be honest. When you booked a gig, a party, it's the worst, isn't it? Because everyone else is having fun and you're just in the corner like, what's going on here? I just want to jump in the pool as well. Do you feel that way at gigs?
I played so many kind of gigs growing up in Queensland.
Yeah.
I did my fair share of weddings. But when I think about places that you play, that we play, that would otherwise be just, I'd be having, you know, a blast that therefore wasn't playing. I think about New Year's Eve and how many New Year's Eve shows I've done in my life.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's kind of awesome being able to be right in the middle of everything on New Year's Eve, whether it's, you know, down in Sydney or up in Brizzy, and we've played everywhere over here in Nashville a couple of times for New Year's Eve. So, but getting back to your point about that video, yeah, and we were lucky with the Polaroid video because we shot it out in Los Angeles about 2 weeks before all the lockdown started. And we had no idea it was coming and got that video done and wrapped. And there's no way we could have done that kind of video now, of course. So,
do you feel like you need to have like a little banner down the bottom of it? This was filmed pre-corona, just so nobody loses their mind.
I know. Isn't it funny how we, like, I don't know if you guys have this, but you, when you're watching any kind of event anywhere, you're like, those people aren't social distancing. Look, this is terrible. What is going on with these people? And you're like yelling at the screen. I'm like, what the hell has happened?
It's a filter. It's a filter that we're putting through.
But I can't wait until we're back in front of a live audience because there's nothing like the, the drive-in was a blast because we were playing for frontline workers. All the car passes were given away to all the doctors and nurses and everybody on the front line. But there was nobody from a gig standpoint. I really missed everybody being down in the mosh pit down the front because that's the best energy, you know, and I don't know when we're going to see that again.
I'm just picturing the people that are, when they asked, who played at your wedding? Oh, Keith Urban.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah.
Whatever, mate.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, we had Midnight Oil at ours.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Excellent.
Early on in my career, I was over here in Nashville, and I had a song on the radio. It was one of my early hits, and we were doing this tour. Anyway, long story short, the hotel that they had us staying at was right next to this little church, and I get off the tour bus. It's, you know, maybe the sun's going down. It's in the evening, and this little church, I can hear music playing in the church. All the doors are closed, and, you know, I suddenly go, that's my song. They're playing my song at this. What's going on? So I go and look in the window and I see these people are getting married and they're using my song as their wedding song.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
I go back to my tour bus, grab my acoustic guitar and I go up to the front door and I've got my guitar in my hand and I knock on the door and this guy comes out and I found out later it was the bride's dad and he looks at me and goes, what do you want? I'm the guy singing that song, and he's like, "What?" You know, and he's just like looking at me really weird, like I'm interrupting everything. And I said, "I'm the guy singing that song." I thought I might come in and really sing it. He goes, "Oh man, oh my God, come on in, man!" You know, so I walk in with my guitar and just basically join in the recording and start playing for this couple.
Wow. And that's the story of how you accidentally got married.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, mate. Well, it's been awesome chatting to you. We're very excited. We're going to have a listen to Polaroid now. We are looking forward to the Speed of Now Part 1 coming later this year. I feel you may have made a rod for your back because now we're expecting a Part 2 as well.
Yep.
So just know that. Andy, do you want to wrap this up?
Super fan. Coming as well.
Yeah, no, I'll go all fangirl. Keep up the good work, Keith. Loving what you do. Looking forward to the live acoustic set live from K-Rock Studios when you're next in next in Geelong. And I look forward to telling my wife that I was just catching up with Mr. Urban today. So thanks for your time, mate.
We'll get
I really appreciate
it. For the bedside, mate.
Yeah.
No, that didn't get weird at all. So thanks for that.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Loggy.